Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today at Dunkin'. Joe, did you get a donut?
I did get a donut. Thank you very much.
Good.
Packed house here today, man. What's
going
on?
They're all here to see us.
Well, I think Robbie and Rex are over, but that's all right.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll just keep telling them
they warmed up for us.
We'll just keep telling them we're Robbie and Rex are over. We'll be fine.
Yes, indeed. Continue to take your reaction to the Titans' loss last night. To the Pittsburgh Steelers, unfortunately, coming up short on Thursday Night Football. It was kind of fun being able to watch the Titans and the Predators at the same time. Had a little bit of overlap, and then I could kind of focus on the end of the Preds game, which was probably good for my job of doing post-game.
I found my return button on my remote last night.
Oh,
I had no idea it existed. Yeah,
that's a good tool to have for sure. Let's say hello to Sean Henry. He is the CEO of the Nashville Predators. And is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. What's up?
Well, not much, guys. How are you? I'm a little distracted, though. I'm on an HOA Zoom call. I got to make sure everyone's hedges are in the right row.
Hey, that's called multitasking. We like that.
Are you on the board of that, Sean?
No, they've impeached me 3 different times. I'll run again soon.
Well, I think you'd do a good job at it. But our teams came up a little short last night, Sean. We're kind of bummed about that. But you know what? You got to regroup and move on.
Yeah, it was not a great night for Smashville last night, was it? It was exciting when you have 2 games going on at the same time. I was over at Jared's house up in his man cave with his 17 TV set. So I didn't have to hit the return button like you guys did. But, yeah, it was too bad. It's always fun when you get a double win like we did last weekend throughout Smashville. We won. The Vols won. Titans won. It was fun, but not last night.
How do you watch a game with Jared Stillman? Can you put him on mute?
You know what? Duct tape never worked, but the new Gorilla system is really, really good. And if you go double round, he really can't even get it off. But you do thumbs as well.
That is fantastic. So, Sean, a really cool announcement. You guys have been doing quite a bit with Austin Peay State University, obviously. The F&M Bank Arena there in Clarksville and that collaboration. But they made the announcement that club hockey is coming in 2024, and I think that sounds like it's just the beginning for hockey with Austin Peay.
Yeah, it is exciting. You know, President Lakari and Gerald Harrison, their AD, they're just progressive guys. You know, they just want to make that school bigger and better on every single front. And, you know, when we first started talking about the arena being built, and, you know, 2 sheets of ice and 4 ice center, you know, it was always part of their plan to announce a club team. I got to be honest, I was a little shocked about a year ago when they said, but that's just the, you know, first step. The next step will be a Division I program. And if we're successful with that program and PSU, you think about how college hockey takes a different footprint in our state and our region. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, I bring this up with you anytime we talk about youth hockey or a Ford Ice Center or F&M Bank Arena, but 25 years ago when this organization started, you know, there was Centennial Sportsplex, and that was it. And, you know, kids playing hockey around here was just not a thing. I mean, we all had to learn the game. Anyone my age that grew up in Nashville, you had to learn the game when the Predators came in. Now there's such a thirst for it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. I don't think you can build enough rinks. We had a meeting last night. I always like the question when someone says, well, how many ice sheets are enough? And it's always said so condescending by a guy that's never seen ice. And I laugh and say, I don't know. You know, how many soccer fields, basketball courts are enough? There are never enough. The more opportunities we give to our kids to play multiple sports and make it a little bit easier on everyone, the better it is. I mean, sports are just such a good option for kids to play. And by bringing our game a little bit more closely to more people, it's exciting. We're going to have an announcement in probably a few months that will take what I just said with multiple sports being played by different kids in different neighborhoods, a better reality too. But Vince Hill always says, you give kids a good choice, and they'll always take it. You give them no choice, and they'll take that.
Talking to our good friend Sean Henry this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Sir, the CMA Awards next week. I know preparations always is already underway. What's it like for you and the staff to see that building transform into just this unbelievable mecca of entertainment with everybody coming to town over the next, week or so?
You know, it's amazing. This will be my 14th CMA, and I'm always surprised at what the building looks like by the final show. Every year it's so different. you know, the normal show will have about 100 hang points, meaning, you know, ropes or chains, if you will, hanging from the grid. The CMAs has close to 500. I mean, what they do, you know, in and out of each commercial is amazing. I was walking Chrissy and Bill Haslam around the building yesterday, showing them a few new things, and they were more mesmerized than anything with what the hang looked like, with all these chains hanging down from the ceiling. So it's amazing to watch what they do. I mean, they are the very best at the award shows. We're so lucky to, you know, partner with them. And Sarah Trahern, I really do think, runs one of the best organizations in our city.
Oh, that's nice. You'll make time for the former governor, our great former governor. But when Chase and I call to come down, it's like, you're busy. Okay. We note that.
I'm really weird with the signature on my paycheck, you know.
Hey, there's no coming back from that answer.
That's exactly that right. Preds, come back a little bit. You're going to celebrate Ryan O'Reilly. What a great asset to that hockey team with the big event on November 11th. Just his impact, Sean, and seeing what he's done for this community, this team, in this short time so far.
You know, it's funny. You talk about guys with certain teams from time to time, you know, maybe every generation or decade. And he's one of those guys, man. He's the hardest working player I've ever been associated with. I mean, I put him up there with like a Joe Dumars when I was with the Pistons, but they literally are the first guys at the rink or the court and the last ones off of it. You know, summer training, when the guys are talking about playing golf over the weekends, you know, as they're concluding their Friday night workout or Friday morning workout, he's like, wait a minute, what are you talking about with golf? We're on the ice tomorrow and Sunday as well. I mean, he loves the game. I mean, he's a rink rat. A great article was written about him and his family a few weeks ago. If you haven't read it, you know, go look it up, because it talks about he and his brother, you know, spent every waking moment at the rink. His parents were always there. And that's who he still is after 1,000 games. And, you know, I don't know how many guys have played 1,000 games in our league. I think it's 300 or so. It's an amazing accomplishment. But for him, what's even more incredible is how he's playing still and the love for the game still. It's contagious, and that's why we brought him in here. The guy's a serial winner, but he's also a guy that will compete and train bigger and better than anyone, again, I've ever seen in our sport.
You know what else is cool, too? And Pete and I were talking about this on the pregame show last night. So Andrew Brunette, your head coach, also played over 1,000 games in the National Hockey League. And I believe the total number of players that played for a coach that played over 1,000 games is like 40, something like that. But of active players right now, it's a very small list with just a handful of guys, and now Ryan O'Reilly is a part of that. I thought that was really cool.
I'm shocked the number's that high, but if Pete said it, I'm never going to challenge him. I did it once, and I was embarrassed. So I'll take that as gospel. But it really is amazing, you know, to have two guys do what they both did. You know, obviously, you know, Bruno understands what it takes to play one game, let alone 1,000. And, you know, we have young players entering the league right now on our team looking at their coach and the leader of the team, one of the leaders of the team, and saying, this is what I need to do to attain 10 games, 100 games, let alone 1,000 games. So it really is good. This will pay dividends for us, you know, for years and years to come.
Have you been practicing bowling? Are you ready for November 15th?
You know what? I haven't, and it's sneaking up on us, and I better get out there. You know, fortunately, my wife, you know, she's in 17 bowling leagues, and she's there right now, actually. You know, so part of the team. But we had Joe on our team 1 year, and it's the only time we finished out of the top three, I think. I mean, Joe and I combined, I think, had maybe 110, you know, for two games.
I don't think we had that high. It was terrible. God, yeah, how do you remember? That was years ago. How do you remember that?
I always remember my teammates when I don't win. you are in a special list of mine, my friend.
Oh, yeah. But that, you know, we talked last week about that event, Sean. It's packed. It's sold out. It's a great time for a great cause. The players are great. The celebrities are great. I mean, it's really one of the best events in Nashville all year long.
Yeah, it really is. And what I like about it is how our players come out and support it. You know, and, you know, people are playing in the tournament against us, if you will. The players aren't playing that. They're doing the important part. They're playing 2 hours earlier, bringing some kids out and treating them to a really, really fun night. I'd much rather see them doing that than playing with a bunch of rich guys buying the foursomes or fivesomes. I'm so glad guys like you and Chase buy fivesomes.
Yes.
It does some great things for our foundation. It allows us to give back in different ways. But it's also a really, really fun night. And when you see, you know, some of the stars of Nashville show up and have some fun, you let your hair down a little differently. That's getting harder and harder for me to do. Impossible for you, Joe. But it really
just
is.
Keep them coming, man.
I'm so glad our coach wanted to make it his own, too. So it is a good night. And whether you're finishing first or last, everyone really has a good time.
That is November 15th at the Hermitage Strike and Spare. Sean, appreciate it as always. Apparently Joe's car alarm's going off, so he needs to go take care of that.
Is it?
But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. All right, take care, Sean. Oh, God.
I wish you could witness this right now, Sean.
That's funny. Well, we're on our way to the airport and get some of your money you left in Vegas for us.
Oh, please.
We'll go see the Giants take on the Raiders, ideally, and have a good time. And matinee hockey tomorrow. Make sure you tune in.
Yes, indeed. Pregame at 1, puck drop at 2 here on 102.5 The Game. Hey, thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators. We'll get back into the Titans with Chris Sanders. He will join us next. Also, your calls and texts, reaction, and our question of the day. How do you feel about Will Levis after two games? 615-737-1025. That's all ahead. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106.3 The Game.